Swamcast has board game reviews for you. Yeah, we got the good, bad, and other stuff to tell you. So listen up to our board game review. Please, you'll really like it, or I'll make you eat your shoes.
So hey everybody, Toast is here. I'm at Scare of 2019. I don't know where John went, but I got Tim over here. How's it going, Tim?
Not bad, Toast. How are you doing?
Ah, whatever. I'm okay. So we've also got someone here who wants to talk about one of the games they played. We have Jackie. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Hanging around. Get it? I'm hanging. I'm hanging off of the microphone.
Yes. Funny.
So what game did you guys play? I guess Tim brought it and you played it that you want to talk about?
Yes. Oh. Fireball Island.
Oh, I like fireballs.
That's the fun part.
So tell me about this game. What was some good stuff about this game?
Well, I really enjoyed the fact that you get to roll these balls into people and knock them over and steal their treasure.
Yeah, it's sort of a gotcha game where you can do things like throw fireballs and whatnot at people and steal the stuff from each other.
That sounds pretty cool. That's everything that I like to do in my spare time. So I can't imagine there is anything like this, but what's something bad about Fireball Island?
One thing I will say that's bad is it doesn't fit back into the box like it came out of. Because it's all like vacuum form plastic, so it's rather bulky.
So you don't want to just smash it back in there with a hammer or something like that?
No.
Okay. Let me just put this hammer back.
Yes, please. That was an expensive game.
What about you, Jackie? Anything bad about Fireball Island?
Well, every time I went to flick the fireball, it didn't go anywhere. Or it flew off the island into the middle of nowhere.
That sounds about right. Well, cool. This is going to be the interesting part. Tell me something other or unusual about Fireball Island.
Everything.
Did you have all the expansion stuff with you there, Tim?
No. Since this is the first time I ran it, I just was like, just tried the basic and make sure I get the main rules down before I started adding like snakes and leopards and pirate ships.
Ships with cannons and stuff.
Yeah, though it would have been fun to play with the pirate ship.
Yeah. Well, cool. Well, thank you guys for sitting here and talking with me about Fireball Island. I want to play this game now. Are there any kobolds in it, Tim?
There can be.
Wow.
You can just say that the fireballs are kobolds?
That sounds about right. We're very flammable.
And they actually mention cats in the instructions.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, one of the things is if the characters get knocked down by knocking the table or cats, it doesn't count. It literally says by cats.
By cats.
Which I don't know how that could be relevant at any place.
Cats love to play with the balls.
I can imagine. Well, thanks, guys. It was our board game reviews from the Swarmcast. If you don't like it, then I'll come over and kick your
tail. Tail! Toast meant to say tail. Toast. Ooh. Why do you do that?
Oh, yeah.